questions about the Biden papers. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. With yesterday's revelation that even more classified documents have been found at President Biden's home, there are calls for answers. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson is at the White House.
Biden had said his lawyers were done looking for classified documents. Then the White House issued a statement saying five more pages of classified documents were found at one of President Biden's homes in Delaware on Thursday night. Many reporters wanted to know why the White House didn't say anything about that on Friday. White House says the classified documents were first found at President Biden's Wilmington home on December 20th. Yet more than 20 days passed before when the president and others said that these documents, more classified documents, were found, leading some to wonder why it took so long for the White House to come forward with this information.
President Biden did not discuss the classified documents while hosting the Prime Minister of Japan. President Biden honoring the late Martin Luther King Jr. at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta.
The things do get better on our march toward a more perfect union. But at this inflection point, we know there's a lot of work that has to continue on economic justice, civil rights, voting rights, and protecting our democracy.
He is now the first sitting president to deliver a Sunday morning sermon at King's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Recovery efforts continue after last week's tornadoes that ripped through Alabama and Georgia. Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez is in hard-hit Selma, Alabama.
Federal resources are on their way as President Joe Biden has approved a major disaster declaration for the state. Much needed resources for the men and women here who have lost everything they own. Power is slowly coming back on, but it's going to take a long time before things are back to normal.
At least nine people were killed by the storms in the two states. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Police say a man was killed when he fell onto the electrified third rail at a Chicago Transit Authority station. The 31-year-old man fell onto the track Friday night at the Merchandise Mart station. There's a new accusation against newly sworn-in Republican Congressman George Santos of New York.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Santos persuaded at least one person to invest six figures into a Florida-based company called Harbor City Capital. In 2021, the Securities and Exchange Commission called that company, quote, a Ponzi scheme. Santos faces multiple investigations by the government, including one by the House Ethics Committee. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said last week there are security concerns around Santos.
I don't see any way that he's going to have top secret. If you're referring to George Santos, he's got a long way to go to earn trust.
Santos has refused to step down despite calls for his resignation by fellow Republicans. In Washington, Jessica Stone, Fox News.
An Oregon congresswoman and her husband are recovering after being hit by a car while crossing a street.
Oregon Democratic Congresswoman Suzanne Bonamici was released from the hospital just hours after being hit by a car while crossing a street in Portland. Bonamici's husband, who is a U.S. district judge, was also hit by the slow-moving vehicle. She was treated for a concussion and cuts while her husband suffered minor injuries. The incident forced Bonamici to miss two scheduled town halls, but she is expected to make a full recovery. The driver of the car has cooperated with police. No arrests have been made. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
Pakistan has rolled out an anti-polio campaign aimed at more than 40 million children under the age of five. Pakistan and Afghanistan are the only two countries in the world where polio is still a threat to children. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.